Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
Nothing like a good old overtime game in the Stanley Cup Final. The St. Louis Blues taking game two. How can you not cheer for a team that plays this song whenever they win? Oh, I'm cheering for the Blues. I'm on the bandwagon, not going to lie. Plus, they have a bunch of good Sasky boys on that team, too. The thing about hockey in general, the post-game scrums, the post-game media questions, not that exciting, right? I mean, you tune in to watch because you want to know what the players have to say, and then 10 seconds in, you realize, oh, it's just another basic hockey player answer. I wish that they would allow swearing in the post-game press conferences. Like, on TSN and stuff, they could bleep it out. But how much better would it be if the players could swear during their post-game press conference?
I was close in the third, hit the post there, and we had a little talk in the locker room after, in between periods there, before the OT, and, yeah, just told him I needed one more.
Yeah, well, he hit the post there in the third period, Gunny. He just said, no, it was nothing much. He just said he needed one more shot. We're just joking around a little bit, you know.
You know what else would really spice up the post-game interview is if they added background music. I think that would be great. For example, David Backes, after game two yesterday, talking about a dirty hit. Without background music, super boring. With background music, though.
I think it's from behind, elevated into his head, into the glass. You know, if that's a two-minute penalty, there's going to be a shortage of defensemen, I think, in the series by the end of it. But that's in somebody else's hands. That's something that I think if I'm making that hit, I'm probably watching from the bleachers for a few. But we'll see what happens with their player.
Family Feud, I mean, who doesn't like that show, right? The more Family Feud, the better. And if you have the same mindset, great news for you, because Family Feud is getting a Canadian version. Jerry D is going to be the host of Canadian Family Feud. He's the star from that show, Mr. D. He's a stand-up comedian. He's hilarious. One of Canada's best. He's going to be the host for Canadian Family Feud. It's going to be exactly like normal Family Feud, but with a Canadian theme. So a lot of Canadian questions and only asking Canadians in the survey instead of Americans. I'm kind of looking forward to this. I know some people aren't because it's like, well, it's going to be literally the exact same as normal Family Feud, which is why I'm looking forward to it, because the more Family Feud, the better. The more Family Feud we have, the more embarrassing answers we're going to see.
We asked 100 men, fill in the blank. Every girl I meet tells me I'm what?
Smelly!
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pine.
Huh?
Huh? You pine. Pork you pine.
Something a burglar would not want to see when he breaks into a house. Rob.
Naked grandma!
Naked, huh?
So I thought I was going to get fired today. I didn't. But early this morning, before the show started, I spilt some grape soda on the carpet here in the Cruise FM studio. Now, at most jobs, this isn't that big of a deal. You spill some soda on the carpet, you put some carpet cleaner on it, whatever. But in radio, spilling stuff in the control room is like the worst thing you can possibly do, because there are a lot of buttons, there are a lot of electronics in here, and if you get some soda on it, it's not gonna be a good time. So I opened up. By the way, it was a Pick-A-Pop. Pick-A-Pops are like 50 cents at Sobeys right now. It's a great deal. It was grape, which is the worst flavor for spilling on the carpet. I opened it. It just fizzed over. I don't know why. And it spilled all over the floor. Now, here's the thing. I tried cleaning it, but it only made it worse. Have you ever tried cleaning one of the, like, not a super shaggy carpet, but like a really, really worn down carpet, when you get a stain on there and you try to clean it, but all you're doing is spreading the stain? Like, it went from like four little tiny dots, not a big deal, to just huge, huge stains. I absolutely blew it. But the thing is, when that happens, you just got to come clean. Told my boss he's totally okay with it. Well, not okay with it. I could sense in his eyes that he's just fuming at me. Because, again, in radio, it's like the number one rule. Don't spill anything in the studio. Also, I know what you're thinking. Clayton, are you actually drinking grape soda at 5 o'clock in the morning? Yes, I am. Breakfast of champions. We need some basketball music in the background if we're going to talk basketball, right? In case you are wondering, yes, this is the theme song to NBA Jam for Super Nintendo, a.k.a. the greatest basketball game ever made. Raptors versus Golden State. On paper, it looks like Golden State is going to walk away with this one, right? I know the Raptors have the better record, but Golden State has Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green and possibly DeMarcus Cousins and possibly Kevin Durant and Andre Iguodala. They have all these stars, but the Raptors have the best star. They got Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard, when healthy, arguably the best player in the game. I know LeBron James this and Kevin Durant that, but Kawhi Leonard's so underrated and his defense is so good. It's all going to depend on Kevin Durant. He's hurt. He's not playing game one. But the Warriors are still 33-1 without him in the lineup. So it's almost better if he does play for the Raptors, if that makes any sense. My prediction? Raptors in six. You heard it here first. Yesterday, we had a debate about socks and sandals. And it's a debate that I will never have again. I'm one of those guys that rocks socks and sandals all the time. I don't care about what people say. I like socks and sandals. It's comfortable. Plus, my feet are disgusting. They look like a hairless cat or a naked mole rat. You ever see one of those things? That's what my feet look like. They're gross. And a lot of people yesterday were suggesting, oh, just get a pedicure. Why are guys so scared of getting a pedicure? A pedicure cannot help my feet. I've tried. Doesn't work. They're still absolutely disgusting. So I wear the socks with the sandals. And I thought it would be like a fun topic. A fun morning show radio topic we can all laugh about and kind of carry on with our day afterwards. Yeah, no. People are legit upset that others wear socks with sandals. I'm not talking like haha upset. I'm talking like we need to start a petition online to make people not wear socks and sandals. Why is that people's go-to all the time now? We need to start an online petition. We should start an online petition to ban online petitions. What a game yesterday in the Stanley Cup Final. If you missed it, oh boy, you missed a doozy. It was tied 2-2 going into overtime. Carl Gunnarsson scores for the St. Louis Blues. It's tied up at 1 going back to St. Louis. Oh, that game on Saturday is going to be good. One interesting story that came out of this game was during the third intermission, like after regulation when the teams went back to their dressing rooms, apparently Carl Gunnarsson ran into his head coach, Craig Berube, at the urinals. They were both doing their thing there, and apparently Gunnarsson is like, "Coach, all I need is one more chance," because Gunnarsson hit the post in the third period, and that could have won the game. And when they're standing there at the urinal, he's like, "Coach, give me one more chance. Put me on the ice." And because of that urinal conversation, Berube puts Gunnarsson on the ice. Gunnarsson scores. Is that not the best urinal conversation story of all time? Like, I don't know about you fellas, but when I'm at the urinal, I just keep my eyes forward. I do my thing. I get out of there. But there are some people out there that love starting conversations at the urinal. And forever, I was like, don't. Just don't. Like, I don't know why some guys insist on trying to make friends at the urinal. It's not a real suitable place for that situation. But after hearing this, like, a Stanley Cup winning goal happened because of a urinal conversation? Oh, I'm going to be talking to strangers at the urinals all the time now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.